2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On Asian Skies, Greg Waldron analyzed a trailer for South Korean movie Soar into the Sun. Although I've become used to inaccurate depictions of military equipment, aircraft especially over the years, this video really takes the cake. That said, I'd love to see a T-50, or any jet for that matter, do a last-minute tail stand in the middle of a city, blowing women's skirts all over the place. I've also never seen a jet's afterburners shred on an office building's windows. That would be a neat trick at an air show. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. The lithium-ion batteries installed on the Boeing 787 are inherently unsafe, says Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX and owner of electric car maker Tesla. Unfortunately, the pack architecture supplied to Boeing is inherently unsafe, writes Musk in an email to Flight Global. Large cells without enough space between them to isolate against the cell-to-cell thermodomino effect means it is simply a matter of time before there are more incidents of this nature, he adds. Both Boeing and Tesla use batteries fueled by lithium cobalt oxide, which is among the most energy-dense and flammable chemistries of lithium-ion batteries on the market. While Boeing elected to use a battery with a grouping of 8 large cells, Tesla's batteries contain thousands of smaller cells that are independently separated to prevent fire in a single cell from harming the surrounding cells. Bombardier has quietly released new pictures taken in early January showing that it has attached the tail and landing gear to the first C-Series flight test vehicle and inducted the fuselages of FTV-2 and FTV-3 into final assembly. The set of 4 pictures posted to a social media site managed by Bombardier offer the most vivid updates of the narrowbody's progress since early November, when the first flight of the C-Series was delayed from late December to no later than June 2013. The assembly process is going well, and we're going to fly before the end of June 2013, Bombardier says, declining further elaboration. Pilots of the crashed Red Wings Tupolev Tu-204 twice selected maximum reverse thrust without the reverser system engaging and unwittingly catapulted the aircraft forward under high power. Russian investigators have detailed the crew's failed attempts to slow the twin jet before it overran Moscow Vnukovo's runway 19 at 116 knots and struck a highway embankment. The aircraft had been configured for landing with flaps at 37 degrees and slats at 23 degrees and overflew the threshold of a height of 15 meters, traveling at 140 knots, says a preliminary analysis from the Interstate Aviation Committee. It touched down about 900 to 1,000 meters after the threshold at a speed of 124 knots, some 5 seconds after the throttle was reduced to idle thrust. The aircraft took 10 seconds to descend the last 4 meters before runway contact, a touchdown which registered at 1.12 Gs on the flight data recorder. China has conducted the maiden flight of the Zhan Y-20 strategic transport from the Yanlian Air Base. Footage on Chinese state television shows the 4-engined aircraft, bearing number 20,001, taking off, landing, and taxiing. It does not appear to have retracted its landing gear during the flight, a common practice on maiden flights. Official Chinese news agency Xinhua also posted images of the first flight. The news comes just weeks after Beijing officially confirmed that it is developing the aircraft, following the emergence of images on Chinese defense sites during the last week of 2012. The Boeing 787 battery involved in the Japan Airlines incident on January 7th reveals signs of a short circuit in one cell and thermal runaway that led to a fire, says the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board. The NTSB's first press conference, 16 days after the JAL battery failure and fire in Boston, also revealed that the investigation could still be far from discovering a root cause. It is really hard to tell how long the investigation will take, says Deborah Hersman, NTSB chairwoman.